This is Living It Up, a refreshing daily podcast to help you get excited about beginning your day or your entire life all over again, only this time with a loving God at the center. We hope you experience joy from listening and find yourself laughing and living it up on the way to beginning again. For more teaching and encouragement from the Neals, visit their Facebook page at Living It Up Beginning Again or their website at livingitup.org. Now, here's Scott and Teresa.
Well, are you feeling too paralyzed to make a decision? God's an active decision maker, and He wants the same for His kids. And His kids would be you and me and everybody listening. God can make an even better way out of our bad decisions. He doesn't want us just to sit on the fence, okay? Right. So stay encouraged and make a decision. Make a decision and just leave the results up to Him. We found this in Romans 8:28.
It was a very famous passage.
By this.
And we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to His purpose for them.
You know, and I sometimes have a hard time making a decision because I overthink. Yeah, and that's
a lot
of my problem. What do you think are reasons people can't make a decision?
Overthinking. You know, I think overthinking is one of them. And
no confidence.
Well, no confidence, and be quite honest with you, sometimes laziness, you know, procrastination.
Fear of making the wrong decision.
Absolutely, you know, like, oh, I don't know if I should do this, you know, I might make a bad decision. What I really, you know, get disappointed with is if you don't make a decision.
Right.
If you don't try. Don't wait on me to tell you the answer, man. You know, take the bull by the horn. If you make a mistake, you make a mistake. We pick up ourselves and we keep going forward. But at least you learn something.
It's a terrible place to be sitting on the fence. I mean, it really is.
That's where
the paralyzed part of this came from. Because when you're in that place, you feel paralyzed. I felt paralyzed here recently with some decisions I've had to make on a project that I'm doing. And, you know, it's not fun. And it's a mind control. It's based on fear. It's based on trust. And when there's a lot of people involved, as you know, it's scary. It can be.
It can be very scary.
And then you get so worn out from working on it. And then you start, you know, and you can lose sleep and all of that stuff. And then you can't even think straight anymore.
Well, that's for sure.
But the whole point of this is to be like God. To be like Jesus is so difficult. We know that. And we put that He is an active decision maker because He is. And that's what He wants us to be.
Right.
To be active decision makers, not to be passive, to make up our mind and do it, trust Him with the results.
That's right.
We got to look at all the factors that are involved and determine, are we making the right decision here or not? And it helps to talk things out.
Yeah.
You know?
It is. You know, and we have to understand, too, that, you know, when we trust God, that we're really entrusting our life to Him in a way that, you know, we're never going to be alone. We're not left alone to work out this problem or this decision. I mean, as we entrust our life to God, He allows the events in our life, you know, even the painful ones, honey, for our good. And you know what? And certainly we may not see that right away. And that's okay, because there's always a grieving process. God understands that. You know, the shortest verse, one of the most powerful verses in the Bible is Jesus wept.
It's the shortest verse.
It's the shortest verse and one of the most powerful. It really is, if you think about it. Our Lord and Savior, He wept. Okay? And so, in other words, He grieved.
Okay.
And so, you know, that's just showing that, you know, because He's with us, you know, we may have to go through that grieving process as well. But, you know, He can turn even our sins and mistakes into the means for our growth and blessing in order to make a decision. You know, I know, for instance, you know, this verse, Romans 8:28, I've been in some hospitals ministering, and it's very hard to say this scripture sometimes to someone who's just lost someone.
Right.
That's something I would never do. Okay, because at that point, you know, my gosh, they're paralyzed.
Yeah.
To make any kind of decision.
That's right.
Okay. And so, and in all honesty, you know, just sitting with them, holding their hand, mm-hmm. talking to them, saying, you know what, man, what I think is going on right now really stinks.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Mm-hmm. And then as they grow past in this grieving process, and then they go to make decisions, they may look back at that and say, you know what, man? That was the most painful thing in my life.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, I learned so much.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But not at that time.
Right.
Okay? And so I just want to caution you on that, mm-hmm. okay? Be sincere.
Right.
And be smart with what you say to people.
Mm-hmm. That's for sure.
Because, man, I tell you what, you know, throwing a scripture at somebody who may have lost a loved one or is in total pain,
mm-hmm.
may be the worst thing you can
mm-hmm.
do. You know, when I was in the hospital in complete and total agony, my wife didn't quote scriptures at me, but you know what she did? She got scriptures and she posted them all over the hospital
mm-hmm.
room. And what she did is she asked the nurses, when you walk in, I want you to read these verses, mm-hmm. you know, to yourself. Read them, you mm-hmm. know. And she covered that whole room with scriptures. They were everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I'll tell you what. But if she would have tried to quote some of those scriptures to me at that time,
mm-hmm.
yeah, I probably couldn't have understood them or would have said, you know, okay, you know. But she put the presence of God in there, you know. She was helping me through Jesus make this decision that I'm going to get better, you know. And that, you know, not only is she my lovely wife, but that's a friend. That's a sister in Christ that was there for me.
Thank you, honey. Well, and it all goes back to the Word of God and everything that we do. Prayer and the Word of God. Seeking God and all the decisions that we had to make where your health was concerned, we were mm-hmm. going to the Word of God. We were finding those scriptures. We were standing on the promises.
That's right.
We would encourage you people out there that are listening.
Yeah.
Get your Bible. It's got a great concordance. Look up all the scriptures of things that you're dealing with and start quoting those.
Or go to your iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just Google it.
Yeah.
Say scripture healing, scripture feeling better, scripture I need help, and it'll take you to some scriptures. You know,
sure
and show you. I'll be honest with you. Of course, I open the Bible every day and I read from it, but there's a lot of times I'll go to the iPhone and I'll just, you know, I'll be in need of something that day, man, and I'll just Google it. You know, God, I need your help, and so I'll go and I'll Google that. You know.
Yeah.
And scriptures will come up, and
scriptures
I'll read
on them. Doubt, scriptures
right.
on fear, scriptures on making a decision, scriptures
right.
on feeling paralyzed and enabled, and all of those things. It's all there.
So it, you know, I mean, technology is a great thing we can use to our advantage as Christians, as well
mm-hmm.
as a disadvantage many times. You know, in some things.
Well, everything is like that.
Sure, and
we
so it's just a choice.
Have to mess it up.
You pick that phone up; it doesn't type in itself.
Right.
It's what you type in is what's going to come up.
Mm-hmm. But you don't have, you know, we don't have to, you know, be in fear when it comes to making decisions.
Oh, no.
But seeking God is obviously, in, I think, getting the word on it, finding the scriptures, and being honest with other people and talking it through. Yeah. I need to make this decision. You mull it around in your head over and over and over and overthink it like we were talking about. You just finally go, I don't know anymore.
Yeah.
I've got so many things I think I need to do in this situation, and it seems like none of the choices are going to be good.
Well, you know, you may be paralyzed in a decision because that's God's answer to you. Maybe that's not the decision you need to be making.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's not the choice you should have been making anyway, so maybe that's why you're paralyzed in it. Maybe you need to go on.
Mm.
Okay, but you need to ask God about that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and he'll tell you through His Holy Spirit. I mean, you ever heard the old feeling? You know, I just don't feel it in my gut, man. You know, I feel it in my gut. I should do this. A lot of times, that's the Holy Spirit going, "Well, do it."
Mm-hmm.
You know, but you know, be sure and pray about it.
Yeah, and yeah. I always like to say, follow peace.
Mm-hmm.
When there's peace, go for it. If there's no peace, call it safe or call it out.
That's right.
And when there's not peace, it's okay to kind of think about it and talk through it and present it to God. Or if you just don't have peace, say, that's enough for me.
That's right.
That is my decision. I have no peace.
That's right.
There's my decision.
Well, you know what, honey? I mean, I was paralyzed for many years. I mean, 40 years and a lot of things I did. And really, when Christ came into my life
mm-hmm.
is when I really started making decisions that I knew was right. You know what I mean? And I wasn't paralyzed anymore. Mm-hmm. That's your first step.
Right.
Do you not want to be paralyzed to make a decision? We need to make the greatest decision, and that's to follow him. Okay, he didn't tell Peter and Andrew and to follow him to be fishers of men just so he had a couple of guys to hang around with. He said that so they could make clear and decisive decisions and not be paralyzed anymore. Because if they'd follow him and follow his footsteps, they'd make wise decisions.
Right.
And they did. They made the wisest decisions ever.
Mm-hmm.
And we want the same for you. Mm-hmm. And by doing so, we would like for you, if you feel it right now, to give your life to Christ.
Mm-hmm.
If you've never done so, or maybe you have and you walked away, maybe because you're paralyzed by making
mm-hmm.
the decision.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe you've been in church for a while and you're just now realizing I've never given my heart mm-hmm. to Jesus. Well, here's your chance.
Mm-hmm.
Lord Jesus, I ask you to come into my life. I give my life to you today. I know that you hung on the cross, that you died, that you rose on the third day. And because of that, I ask you to forgive me of my sins, and my sins are forgiven. Father, the wisest decision I've ever made in my life is today. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Well, we sure thank you, mm-hmm. you know, and we, you know, pray if you gave your life to Jesus to email us at livingitup.org. I'm sorry, what is it?
Yeah, info at livingitup.org. Yeah. Let's just be real.
Yeah. Email us at info
we are,
at
here livingitup.org. We are.
And, you know, we'd love to pray for you. And also, if you'd just like to make a comment or need prayer, we email us. Listen, we're so, so glad and honored that you've been with us today.
Mm-hmm. We look forward to talking to you again tomorrow. So until then, remember, are you feeling too paralyzed to make a decision? Well, God's an active decision maker, and he wants the same for his kids. He can make an even better way out of our bad decisions, okay? So stay encouraged, make a decision, and leave the results up to him.
That's right.
Until we talk to you tomorrow, keep living it up.
While beginning again.